Well, here we are on a Wednesday morning, and we are joined now by the Township Supervisor in Kimball Township, Rob Usikowski, on the line with us right now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. What kind of year has this been in Kimball Township? I know it's been a strange year for every municipality, every township, every county unit of government. How's Kimball Township been dealing with the coronavirus?
Yeah, it's been really interesting, for sure. For part of the time, we had the office completely closed, and then we would bring people in as we needed to do certain things. But it's definitely changed the way we do a lot of things as far as running the office.
What are some of those changes?
Well, for one, obviously we have to wear masks, but we've also looked at doing other things, including reducing work hours and other things to accommodate for coronavirus. We've really pushed and encouraged people to use things like online payments and drop boxes and things like that, so they don't have to come into the office. So just about anything that you could pay in the office, we have the ability to do online. So we've kind of encouraged people to use those opportunities.
Yeah, we've all had to become very flexible and familiarize ourselves with technology.
Yeah, exactly.
This year. Despite these changes and different ways of doing things, economic development is still strong here in St. Clair County, including in Kimball Township, right?
It is, yeah. We've seen continue to see a lot of interest in business development, and obviously the shutdowns have toured some of that, but yet still some of it's going on. So, yeah, it's looking good.
You do have some new businesses coming to the township, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things going on for sure. The first one is a Red Roof Inn up on Wadhams, just behind the Taco Bell, and then a new A&W also on Wadhams, just north of Wendy's.
Well, that's good. And like we said, a lot of economic development had to get put on hold or has been delayed. Nice to see those projects moving forward, isn't it?
It is. It is good to see them moving forward. I think, obviously for a lot of people, money is an issue. Some of these businesses are not seeing the volumes of people that they've seen in the past. So it's slowed some things down, but it is good to see some things moving forward. So.
New roundabout, the County Road Commission is going to be doing that at Range and Dove, so not entirely in Kimball Township, but that does affect you somewhat, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. That actually is on one side, it's Kimball Township. On the other side, it's Port Huron Township.
Okay.
So, yeah, it does definitely affect us. So far, the other two roundabouts that we have been pretty easy to maneuver and manipulate. I mean, I don't see, I think a lot of people were concerned about how it was going to be with traffic and other things related to the railroad tracks in the area, but actually we haven't seen any backups related to that. It's been pretty easy to get through those areas.
That's good. What else is going on in Kimball? What's on the horizon for you folks?
Well, I think, we're just looking at our parks. Right now we're a little bit slow on getting those up and going. We just opened those probably within the last month because of the coronavirus, but looking at doing some improvements out at Sutherland Park. Really, that's about it. I mean, it's really been kind of slow, to be honest with you.
Sure.
But
understandably,
trying
so.
To plan as many things as you can, but one of the challenges is you're limited on certain things that you can and can't do. So. Even from a meeting perspective, we've had to modify, what we do in meetings and how we do meetings just to accommodate for the coronavirus.
What about finances? Is this a financial hit for Kimball Township, or is it a little early to tell yet?
No, it's definitely going to be. We're anticipating about an $80,000 loss in revenue sharing. So we've already made some changes to accommodate for a good portion of that, and we're looking at some other things that we can do to hopefully cover on the rest. But, yeah, it's going to be about an $80,000 loss in revenue sharing. Property tax-wise, it doesn't really impact a whole lot on property taxes, but almost half of our income for the township is related to the revenue sharing.
When you look at all the townships and municipalities across the state of Michigan, you multiply that number, pretty soon you're talking about a huge amount of money.
Yeah, and I think that's what I think, I haven't really seen a whole lot about that, but It definitely is going to impact everything from, you know, local municipalities to school districts. And that financial hit's going to be pretty big in some cases.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rob, while we got you here, maybe we can switch hats and we can talk about the 4-H fair that will be certainly more of a virtual fair this year. Talk about what's going to be going on with that.
Well, we actually, we've already kind of started most of that. So all the kids had to have their entries in July 1st, just as they normally would with a regular fair. But right now we've got judges that are taking the virtual entries, which included pictures and videos, and they're being judged right now. And then next week we'll start doing things online like we would with a regular fair. So we're going to have our opening ceremonies on Monday. We'll announce placings for or results of all the judging throughout the week, just like we would normally. We'll do an auction on Thursday. We've got, I think, 60 lots of animals that are going to sell on Thursday in a virtual auction. And then we'll get down to Friday and we'll close things out. But obviously not as many participants this year. I think everyone's, you know, a lot of the kids are kind of tired of the virtual thing. They were doing it with school and everything else. So not as many participants as we normally would, but still giving an opportunity for the kids to show their projects.
Yeah, that's important. That's something they look forward to every year. It's got to be a strange feeling, though, Rob, because this is the time of year when you would normally be out at the fairgrounds pretty much 24/7 getting everything set up, and not so this year.
Yep. Our office normally would be set up out there. Would have set up on Sunday, and then we had a meeting out there on Monday, and it's just kind of odd to walk the grounds out there and see no activity. We normally have tents going up and portable restrooms going up and all kinds of things. So at this point, to see none of that activity is just, it's odd for sure.
Hopefully next year, right?
Yeah, you know, and we keep looking at what's going on as far as the virus and anticipating having to make some changes for sure, but definitely hopeful that that we can next year.
All right. Good stuff, Rob. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.